Now we are going to discuss about infective panniculitis. Infective panniculitis, as the name shows, that when the panniculitis is caused due to infection, is known as infective panniculitis. So the causative organism can be bacterial and fungal infections. Besides this, atypical mycobacterial infection can also cause infective panniculitis. Infective organisms in bacterial infection include Streptococcus pyogenes, Staphylococcus aureus, Pseudomonas, species Klebsiella nucardia, Brucella, Borrelia burgdorferi. In non-tuberculous or atypical mycobacterial infection, the fast-growing and slow-growing mycobacterial infections including Mycobacterium fortuitum, Chalani, Mycobacterium avium intracellular complex and Mycobacterium marinum are the causes. There are exception cases due to Mycobacterium tuberculosis, which causes panniculitis. Also, the Mycobacterium leprae can be an extremely rare cause of infective panniculitis. Mycobacterium ulcerans, which produces Borrelia ulcer, predominantly can cause the affect the subcutaneous fat to produce panniculitis. Among the fungal infections, the most common disseminated fungal infections associated with panniculitis are Candida species, Aspergillus, Fusarium, Histoplasma capsulatum, whereas the most common classical subcutaneous mycoses are sporotrichosis due to Sporothrix skenkii, eumycetoma caused by Madurella mycetomatis, and chromoblastomycosis. The uncommon subcutaneous fungal infections include pheohyphomycosis, lobomycosis, rhinosporidiasis, and subcutaneous zygomycosis. In viral infection, cytomegalovirus infection can be associated with the panniculitis, and in parasitic infestations, the amebiasis can also be associated with panniculitis, especially in immunocompromised patients like HIV positive patients.